I think the popular view of art is that it's some kind of magical confection that is produced late at night in... Probably still people think it's produced late at night in roof spaces. But actually, of course, it has to fit in with all the protocols and all the conventions that the rest of the world fits in with. So actually, working out how to hang 1,500 books in a controlled way, in a nearly uncontrolled space, is... I don't know whether that's a creative problem. It's an engineering problem, and it's a social problem, because obviously these things happen because you have to work with a lot of people. And the nice thing about this is that we're working with incredibly... a really energetic group of people who've really invented sculpture in the city. So I don't want to suggest for a minute that I don't feel supported, but at the same time I have that, I suppose, the same anxiety that somebody who's about to go on stage at the Opera House. It's my responsibility.
Talk to me about the inspiration for this.
Well, in a way, there's a curious historical thing. In the early 1990s, I lived in Berlin, and I think quite common for artists, I've always been interested in flea markets and the edge of any commerce. And I think for a lot of artists, that's just a place of curiosity, but it's also a way in which you can understand other histories. You see how a culture lives, what it throws away, what it used to have, and so forth. Anyway, that's the period when Berlin, both East and West, seemed to be just throwing everything away. There was a sort of festival of chucking. So the dominant thing were an awful lot of books, but also a lot of plates. And as they were thrown away, I was thinking, this is so odd, because they then move into a sort of almost a kind of compost heap, and they change their meaning, and they look for a new market, so they become deeply secondhand. And it was so severe, in fact, that books were often just sold by weight. So I became very interested. You know, I'm talking about books that were American Services books, Soviet books, East German books, West German books, French books, all these people who'd trundled through Berlin. And I suppose I just started to think, well, in a way, that's a kind of cultural truth. You know, these pavements just strewn with the cast-offs of this very unusual history that comes out of the 30s and the Second World War.
So as people look up and see these books, what do you hope they'll get out of it?
I think one of the things about being distracted by something which you already know, humans are very, very good at recognition. You can sort of test human recognition, because you can show a book to the cat and the cat will not remark on its title or start reading it, much as we wish to invest the cat with higher forms of consciousness. Humans, on the other hand, are processing the world non-stop. So I think this sea of books, which are in a rather unusual position because they're above your eye level, and that's a funny place to read in both senses, to look at and comprehend, you get this sense of collision. And I think that's very like actually being in the city. You get a kind of instant urbanism.